Hey, Guy McKenna's been good enough to join us for a couple of minutes before we get back to Sports Central. Good morning to you, Guy.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning, Guy.
Hey, I imagine you, probably more so than most, are an interested observer in what's going on up at the Gold Coast Suns. You obviously spent a lot of time there and you know these kids really well. The Gary Ablett situation, now that he's out for this indefinite period of time, is that troubling to you, Guy? Have we somehow mismanaged Gary Ablett's rehabilitation here?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, the medical staff up there that was certainly in place when I was there are very thorough. I mean, and they would have assessed his shoulder. If you obviously remember, he didn't come down for the captain's day down in Melbourne, of course. So he wanted to stay up and do some more. I knew he had some saline pumped into his shoulder just to open it up because obviously they tighten it as tight as they can because they know it's going to loosen up. I think they ticked all the boxes. I think what's I think the positive out of all this, because he's been smashed in the first two rounds onto that shoulder. And I looked at certainly one of the Viney tackles. I thought, gee, if it's got through that, it's going to get through for the rest of his career. But I just obviously, as you know, I'm sure some of the boys, Gazy and Tim and Andy Marr, I know you've done your neck sitting on the back of that throne on the microphone before. So when you have surgery, there's a lot of scar tissue. So I just reckon that's what's happened. I think he's just stirred up some scar tissue. And obviously that becomes inflamed and very sore, so I assume that's what's going to happen. But it's a good opportunity now. A lot's been spoken about the win-loss record without Gary playing. Well, it's a good opportunity, given that there's probably been just a lack of effort in, you know, I can make cases for some of them, because I know a lot of them haven't had great pre-seasons through injury. But you still need to have effort, and that's probably been the most damning thing I've seen in the first 2 weeks. So here's a great opportunity. Captain out. Okay, boys, let's knuckle down. Let's go down to Geelong this week and really show what we're all about.
Hey, Bluey, in your time there with Gary, was he ever adverse to taking any forms of medication or whatever to make sure that he got to the line each week?
Oh, yeah, look, he's fairly meticulous. I know Mark Thompson's come out and said that too, and I certainly agree. And we knew that when we recruited Gaz. He's the one, he's more of a natural medicine fellow, more so than the anti-inflammatories like most of us rattle around with these days and all that sort of stuff. But towards my last few years, he was more open to taking it. And, he's got his issues and the reasons why, and I totally understand that. So I was never one to push him. But having said that, he missed a game with a calf, I think, complaint in our first or second year, I think, when GWS beat us. I think he and Michael Riscatelli missed a game then. And then obviously just recently with his shoulder. So he hasn't lost it. He actually hasn't missed a lot of games. So it's very rare, but he knows his body so well. And you've got to push him sometimes, but he's happy to take it.
Hey, Bluey, how do you respond to, there was an article yesterday which really pointed to the fact that when you were coach there, things might have been a bit looser with the players, and Rodney Eade goes in there and he has a harder line to the way that he wants to operate. How do you respond to something like that?
What's the environment? I think the players are a product of the environment they're set in, and I think the coach has to be as well. I remember sitting down with David Parkin about, the game plan you want to have is all great, but have you got the personnel to carry that out? And obviously the environment with such a young list. I mean, I was firm and hard enough where I thought I had to be. Would I do it all again? Well, of course I would, but that was the environment. Now Rocket's Rocket. Now, I've never been coached by him, but you hear the stories, and I'm sure if he's gone in there with a baseball bat. I mean, I think we all know. I mean, even look at Essendon, which you're probably a lot closer to, Timmy, that, you're not always going to agree with the coach. Now, there might be a lot more that don't agree with Rocket. I don't know. But, look, we had some fairly strong guidelines in and around, Surfers Paradise, our team rules. So that's the off-field stuff. But the on-field stuff was all the same, and everyone had to buy into all that. So I'm very comfortable about how hard we train these boys, the disciplines on and off the ground. So, I've got my theories and thoughts on that article and who wrote it and how it was written. So, I'm not there. It's not really, my business. I thought we were playing some really good football, and we showed that continuous improvement over the 4 years. So I was very happy and proud about how the boys were conducting themselves on and off the field. So, it was all moving forward. So, that's probably the best thing to say, Timothy.
You know what I'd love, Blue? Next time you're in Melbourne, you can come into the studio. We'll buy you a cup of coffee and we might have a longer chat about all of this. Time's on the fly. I think there might be a bit more too, a bit of meat on the bones there that we'll have a chat about one day down the track. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Yeah, one day, fellas.
Good on you, Blue. Guy McKenna.